This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Aren't you happy you're listening right now? What could be better, what could be finer than to spend an hour with the company of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and me, Doug Steffen, from the Good Day program. It is a special moment for all of you, and we're here at your service, on your side, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of January 9th to the 13th, as we get into the second full week of the new year. The stories are bubbling over. We have more. We could come up with a top 20 list instead of a top 10 list. That's the tough job at Talkers, to decide what actually needs to get crammed in to the top 10, because there are so many things going on, so many people to talk about. And Michael comes in every week at this time to go through the list, and then we discuss many of the things that are part and parcel, the connections, the baggage attached to the stories. How's that? The meat, the potatoes of News Talk Radio.
Yes, we have the meat.
Yes, we do.
All right.
And now I got the potatoes, you got the meat.
Shall we do the meat here?
Why not?
All right, the top 10 meat. Number 10, we have the Golden Globes. We have the death of guitar legend Jeff Beck. And more recently, the unexpected death of Lisa Marie Presley.
Yep.
At number 9, the Prince Harry book. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, Trump's ongoing legal battles. At number 6, the riots in Brazil. At number 5, the gas stove controversy. At number 4,
can you believe that? We'll talk about that. It's really, that's pretty amazing, the whole business about whether I can have a gas stove or not, what the government's going to tell me I can't have a gas stove. Looks like it. Some states, anyway. Anyway, excuse me.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's a new issue. You jumped on it.
It is.
Like a wild beast.
Nice.
New story.
Yeah, that's right. New meat for the back room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number 4, California floods tied with problems the airlines had. It was another tough week
about
for flyers.
Yeah.
Number 3, we have immigration, and Biden went to Mexico. At number 2, we have the doings and happenings at the McCarthy-led House of Representatives. And at number 1, the new scandal, Biden's classified documents brouhaha, and the new investigation.
Much ado about nothing, both of them.
A
lot of people think the same. Yeah, right.
I mean,
what can we do? I like that. What can we do about that? Yeah. We don't decide what's in the news. We just talk about it.
Yeah, and we don't even care. No,
I don't, frankly.
I walk around all day long worried about this stuff.
All right. I want to know what the guy, I want to see the color of the Corvette. That's what I want. I want to see Biden driving that Corvette.
You know,
right?
Somebody comes up to me and says, "Isn't it a beautiful day, Mike?" I go, "Yes, but..." Did you hear about Biden's classified documents?
Oh, my God.
How could we be happy? Did you hear about the gas stove controversy?
Running out of gas.
And this the people chart, Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley at 10, Prince Harry at 9. He's a piece of work. Number 8, Vladimir Putin.
I love the guy, frankly. I think he's fabulous.
I think he should be our prince. At number 7, Jair Bolsonaro, Floridian. At number 5, George Santos. What an icon.
Oh, my God. An icon.
I'm meant to be looked up to.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God. Where do these guys come from? Yeah. Who's stupid enough to believe all of that stuff? Do you want to believe the lies, the falsehoods that come? I mean, it was pretty obvious this guy hadn't done anything even before the election. And yet, people say, oh, I love the guy. He's a Republican. How can that be bad?
Well, excuse me. I mean, it's... It really should be embarrassing for the local news in New York and Long Island.
No investigative work done on this guy?
Yeah. Newspaper Newsday there. There are a lot of local papers. There's a TV station on Long Island. Part of his district.
Two talk stations in New York.
Right. Part of his district is in Queens, so it does affect New Yorkers. At number five, we have Jim Jordan. Number four, Hunter Biden. Number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Kevin McCarthy. Number one, Joe Biden. And that's the story. And wow.
There we go. All right. So let's talk about you mentioned the airlines and the problems with flying. Number four this week, the United States government seems to be unwilling to work in the sphere in which they are supposed to. The airline industry complaining and has been complaining for 20 years or more that there's a crisis. That word gets overused. So what's a better word than crisis situation that comes about as a result of the Congress of the United States spending money raiding all of these trust funds, the Air Travel Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund. All of those were established to take care of issues and problems that are in that particular segment of our working society. Yet, every year, the Congress votes to spend any and all monies that are in, extra money that's in these accounts for other projects. So therefore, whatever is being paid in, use the Social Security Trust Fund if you want, or the Airline Trust Fund, the money that's being spent is money that's being raised right now, not what's been put in there or is supposed to be there, just left there to take care of the needs of the people in those certain circumstances. So 25 years ago, there was I think it was during Bill Clinton's administration, there was a proposal to completely redo all of the FAA and the way that they handle, like Europe did 25, 30 years ago. We were supposed to mimic what they did for what the equivalent is of their FAA. FAA monitors and controls the flights as they go across the country, here, there, and everywhere. And there are like 5,400 planes in the air over the country at any given moment. But the whole system broke down this week, and I think it started here at Hanscom Air Force Base. As a matter of fact, they ran out of power. There was a power shortage or a power outage, and so it crashed there, and then it crashed all across the country. So planes couldn't... The pilots, though, said, Michael, this was very interesting. The pilots said that they didn't really need it, because it doesn't work half the time anyway, which was So, you know, they say they can contribute, they can use their iPhones or their iPads to do what the FAA system is supposed to do, i.e. make sure that airplanes don't crash into each other. That's really what this is supposed to do. It regulates where it is, where the plane is in the sky, and they now have all the airlines give their pilots iPads so that they really don't need, and I suppose it was a defensive mechanism because the FAA wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. How do you feel about flying now, folks?
You mean Siri talks to them? Goes, take a left.
Take a left.
At the coming cloud.
Oh, my God. Isn't it ridiculous? Think about it.
Go through the government cloud and then go up 100 feet.
Yeah, right. So look for the next mountain and make sure you don't crash into it.
Right.
That is ridiculous. Anyway, so that's that. I just, that story.
And that was a very interesting story. I found it illuminating.
Yeah.
And I thought you delivered it with great dexterity.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Anyway, so if you were traveling, this is one of the few weeks during this time of the year that I didn't travel. And I guess I'm glad I didn't because I wouldn't want to sit around. And that's what that's been the problem for a month or more since Southwest had its problem. The number of people that, and I brought my daughter and grandson back to the airport last week to go back to California after they'd been here for a week. And the number of people in there that aren't getting on planes because the planes aren't flying, mostly Southwest.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm off on it too. Let's keep going.
No, it's okay. It's important. It's actually what people care about.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Golden Globes. Did people care about... Did you watch that ridiculous...
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't watch award shows anymore. I follow up on them when something happened.
Yeah.
There's a clip, and I you know, I have a mild interest in them because I'm interested in the arts and entertainment right. and movies. But yeah. the truth of the matter is watching, you know, in real time, an awards show, and I don't care if it's the Grammys, I don't care if it's the Emmys, the Oscars, the Tonys, the Golden Globes, American Music Awards. I mean, they're boring.
I just like to see people. I like to see the stars kind of talking to each other, who's friends with whom and that sort of thing. But this guy that they brought, you know, the Golden Globe story is it's the international press or whatever they call themselves. And they
have a very small organization with little consequence
right.
other than the Golden Globes.
Right.
But that's another story.
The complaint was they didn't have any blacks and they didn't ever nominate them. They were anti-Semitic and they were anti-black. They were anti-everything. Mm-hmm. So now the joke this year became they had a black host who didn't know anything. He was terrible, awful, and offensive, thinking that he was funny. Nobody ever heard of this guy before. And sure as hell, after the appearance this past week, nobody's going to hear of him again. He was just awful. And so I looked at all the number of people that were winning awards that were black, and I just thought to myself, this is my son and I, who has over the years been very outspoken when it comes to white and black relationships through his school years and as a professional. And so we were talking about this, and we both agreed that it's become a joke itself. The pendulum has moved way too far. The correction needed to be made. But now, he's a perfect example, Michael. He has written three or four screenplays that are all fabulous, according to the folks at CAA, who are his agents, but he can't get them done because he's a straight white guy.
Well, this is, I don't know if that's true, but...
I know it's true, because he's told me that what the folks at CAA have told him. He has no reason not to tell me. What, you know, he went so far as to get John Hamm associated with a show that he'd written, a script, and everybody was put in line, and the guys at the eight places they went said, no, we're not going to do it because there's no black... The lead needs to be black. And that's not the way he wrote the story. Anyway, I've said what I need to say, I guess.
Yes. You've, as they say, you've said enough.
That's what, when we continue, I want to talk about Lisa Marie and that passing and what, under the circumstances, what in the world? You think about, you know, somebody who seems to be thriving and living well, and then she comes down with the same thing. And I mean, she's had her problems over her life, but she died the same way her father did, in essence. Not because of the same thing, but the same malady with her heart, which is a shame. We'll talk about that as we continue Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We'll be right back.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen. The lists are available every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. The Prince Harry book, number 9 this week on the charts. This is, what a phenom. 400,000 copies the first day when it was released in England. Second day released in America, 1.5 million copies. It sold in the first 4 days, 4.5 million copies, so that they're in about the third pressing or something. What do you suppose people are so, you know, what is there? Is this guy a good promoter, or do you think the book is really good? What do you hear?
Well, I don't know how good the book is. I haven't read it, but it must be good if you like royal gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, British royal gossip, because, you know, there are a lot of royal families around the world. It's not just, you know, England has a really, UK, I should say, has a really, you know, high-level monarchy going there in terms of all the hoopla that comes with a monarchy, because that's what a monarchy is for, at least in 2023. So it's a testimony to the interest Americans have and the world has in the British monarchy. That's what it comes down to, really. I mean, look at all the movies about the British monarchy. Look at the, you know, the Crown, the Queen. If you go to YouTube, thousands of documentaries about the British royal family, the history of it. So, you know, he's capitalizing on it. On one level, smart business move. It's a rarity that anybody has a hit book anymore. Books don't sell, so that's from a standpoint of media, I find it fascinating. But if you want to look at it on a human level, you know, oh, my heart bleeds for the poor guy. I mean, you know, the poor guy was born into a situation over which he had no control.
Right.
Duh. Welcome to reality. We all were born into situations that we can't control. I don't feel sorry for anybody whose problem is that they're a spare to their brother who's going to be king, and you're just a prince, and you get, you know, catered to on every level. I mean, give me a break. I mean, come on. I mean, you know. Grow up.
Okay.
I have disdain for people that blame their parents and blame their brothers and blame everything for the circumstances into which they were born. What if his mother was a crack addict? What if he, you know, was born in poverty? What if he was born in a country where he's a persecuted minority? I mean, there's so many terrible things happen to people. Who the hell cares about his jealousies and his issues? It's titillating and it's curiosity and it's entertaining, but to actually buy his BS, give me a break.
Well, I guess Michael won't be buying the book, but it's good for a publisher, Penguin Random House. It's the most successful launch of a nonfiction book that they've ever had.
That's what I'm saying. It's interesting to me from a media standpoint.
Yeah, right.
From a media standpoint, it gives hope to all of those authors out there who aren't princes to maybe have a hit book.
Right.
The fact is, in this new digital world, it's almost impossible to have a hit book. It's almost impossible to have a hit record. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to even have a hit movie.
Remember that song, It's What It Takes to Have a Hit Record? Do you remember that song from when we were kids?
I don't remember that one, but I know there was there were a number of songs about that. Mm-hmm. So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, I think. I think the Birds did that.
Yeah.
You know. But, but what do you think? I mean, we have to take a break, but do you identify with what I'm saying?
Yes. You and I usually agree on most things. And in this circumstance, I think that, with 5 seconds left, what am I going to say? Thanks for asking the question, Michael.
Let's talk about it on the other side.
It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identify the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine discussing the issues of the day, the events, the people that matter, as written into the people list, top 10 folks on the list. And Michael's gone through in the stories as well. Number two on the story list, the installation of Mr. McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and what led to that, the deals that were made. It seemed to be actually a fairly good week. I was complaining about the fact that they weren't doing the people's business, but quickly once he got installed, there were a number of things that happened, and one of them, from my perspective anyway, that's good, was the call to eliminate the IRS and go to a consumption tax. Republicans introduced that. It's been introduced a lot, but the mere discussion of it before would turn people off. This time around, it seems to be getting a little traction. I hardly expect it would get through the presidential seal of approval, i.e. his signature, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless and causes us to understand the IRS and how it came into play and what it does. And so, you know, those sorts of things, I think, are good for talk radio. Aren't you, Michael? You
bring up stuff that are good for talk radio or good for the country?
Well, isn't it one and the same?
I hadn't realized we're approaching these subjects by what's good for talk radio. All of this stuff is good for talk radio. Look, you know, we're talking about it, but specifically whether the elimination of the IRS is good for talk radio is to miss the point of, is it good for the country? I mean, do we really need the complicated tax structure we have? And the National Association of Certified Public Accountants would certainly have an argument about that. Taxing is a whole industry.
Yeah,
taxation.
It is. Huge.
You know.
Yep, huge industry. Just to go back to the number one item this week, the Biden document thing and the handling of it, the special counsel. What do they call it, manna from heaven? For these guys that are on the right that are doing talk radio programs. See? Trump wasn't so bad after all, right?
No, right. Well, two wrongs make a right in today's world, in which victory is held higher than truth. You know, they seek victory as opposed to truth. You know, I just think on one level, I think it's a sorry state of affairs that both of the leading political figures of the moment have been outed for hoarding secret documents.
Yeah.
On another level, I don't know how important that particular crime is, because I don't think either of them were doing it to sell secrets to the Russians or the Chinese.
There's some information. A lot of the right-wing talk hosts this week were talking about this thing, Biden, the Penn Biden Center, and how they got $55 million in support from the Chinese government, which doesn't look good. Biden,
in fact, that's true. Then Joe Biden is definitely on the hot seat. He definitely has a political mess on his hands. But you see, my opinion is it doesn't matter, because I already have completely made up my mind that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party's nominee in 2024. Therefore, if anything, it gives the Democrats an excuse to get rid of Biden in case he's not playing the game the way they'd like to see it. The Democrats don't want Biden to run in 2024. You know, if you were to take most Democrats aside, they would say, he's a liability, just as more and more Republicans feel that way about Trump.
Yep. All right. Number five, the gas stove controversy. You understand what's going on? I don't ask you that because I don't think you understand. I guess what I'm asking is how it ought to best be played, because it isn't a political, although maybe it can be made into political, because the two states, especially New York State, where there's a quite liberal Democratic governor, the idea that gas stoves could be banned. Hello, is this America in 2023? What the heck is going on here? And are we going to be able to control our lives and can't have gas stoves anymore?
What is the reason for that? I actually don't know. Why are gas stoves?
The governor of New York.
Banning.
Yeah, the governor of New York says after 2025, the state law will be, she made an executive ruling or whatever it is, that after 2025 can't be any more gas stoves sold in the state of New York because they pollute. They're pollutants, gas burning off the various gases that come, methane and other gases are bad for the environment, and therefore we need to use electricity. Do you realize how stupid on the surface, just plain stupid that sounds, when you think about all of the rallying cry for the climate changers is to get rid of the fossil-based fuels, and yet if you get rid of gas and you run electricity for the foreseeable future, electricity is going to be produced by the same stuff. As a matter of fact, a lot of it's produced by natural gas or oil or coal. So these people, do they really understand? Are they that stupid?
That is, you're pointing out, I mean, I'm not a scientist and I don't know all the details, but in a broad strokes perspective, it takes coal and a lot of these pollutants to create electricity.
Yeah. So they're going to make electricity. So, you can't have a gas stove. You got to have an electric stove. But the same thing happens. I mean, these people, it's like they don't even think it through.
For 2 seconds. It's more about appearance than it is about results.
Uh-huh. Well, you think the people in New York like that idea? Upstate New York, the farmers in upstate New York will throw rocks
at
them.
I don't think people in New York care about it. I think that now it's an issue that's being discussed. I don't think people are walking around worried about gas stoves.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's why we were kidding about it earlier. Oh, we have a new issue now, a gas stove.
Yes.
I mean, what? 2 weeks ago, we didn't worry about it.
You know, no. Right. Yeah. Something new.
Something we don't worry about.
Well, last week, Trump's legal battles were number one on the story list. This week, the number seven. What does that tell you? Things are churning and moving, and maybe right. It was pushed out because Biden did the same thing. And maybe then, you know, Biden's not going to go away from the top of the story list, at least while he's president. Not going to be number, he's always going to be number one. Although I think last week, he was four on the list, and McCarthy was number one.
Well, that's only because right? There was that circus in the Congress.
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. Things like that don't normally happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
McCarthy took the lead spot. But
all right. So then let's take that thinking and go to number six on the people list, George Santos. How in the world does the news media have any credibility? Investigative reporters, the folks that run the stations in New York, radio stations, television stations, how does this guy get elected? How come nobody knew that he's nothing but a lying SOB?
Right, right.
And would that have made a difference? Maybe that's the other side of it. Maybe
it would have made a huge difference.
I would have thought.
The people in the 3rd District of New York would not have voted for him. This guy is a psychopath. He's a,
he really is.
He should be put in a museum on display.
Yeah,
it's even just looking at him and his demeanor and the way he handles himself and carries himself. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
you know, it really is a case for study.
Yeah,
and hopefully some lessons will be learned.
Now, one of the things that people have been talking about this week on the talk radio programs, you know what? We didn't go back to what I said. No, sorry. I just remembered that we said when we broke at 28 past the hour, we were going to go back to whatever it was we were
talking
about.
We were talking about Prince Harry.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I said he's a whiny little twit, and I have no sympathy for somebody whose problem is that they're not being treated fairly within the royal family. Mm. And and then I said, what do you think? And you said, you asked me that question when we have 5 seconds before the break. So I said, we'll talk about it on the other side. Well, you didn't bring it up. I figured you didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, I didn't bring it up.
Forgotten.
Because I thought there were more important things to talk about, but I do think
more important than that.
Okay, so then let's talk about it for a moment. Harry, I think, is a reasonably intelligent fellow. I think he understands, reads the tea leaves. I think he's married a woman that has not necessarily enhanced his position in life, but his visibility. You go back to, what was it, his grandfather or great-grandfather that married the woman from New Jersey. The king abdicated.
Edward.
Yeah,
he abdicated because they gave him a tough time over he wanted to marry the woman he loved.
Yeah, right.
And so he said...
So how is this different than that?
Well, it's very different. He's not... Prince Harry's not the king.
Well, but Harry, he's still a royal family guy.
He's a schmendrick. He's a spare.
I love that expression. Thank you for using
problem?
That.
What's his problem? The other guy was king. The other guy was the heir to the throne, and he walked away from it. This guy's walking away from nothing. He's walking away from a life that bothers him because his buttocks isn't being kissed.
He's a schmendrick.
He's a schmendrick. He's another media celebrity schmendrick.
Right. And who else would be in that category, by the way?
Oh, gosh. You want to have a list? You like this? Do you like our top 10? I'll give you a top 100 schmendricks every week.
From now on, I want the story list. I want the people
let's
list.
Change,
I
let's the change this list. Show. Let's yes. change this show to schmendricks, the top schmendricks, celebrity gossip. I mean, you know.
Perfect.
Do you realize celebrity gossip is more people talk about schmendricks and celebrity gossip than they do about Kevin McCarthy? I mean, you know, you step back and look at the bigger picture.
I think he's a schmendrick.
Oh, he's a real. Oh, he's a total schmendrick.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pause now. We're going to get to what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview, what's going on at Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. I guarantee neither of us are schmendricks, but no. That may be as far as it goes. Time now for you to think about the way to naturally lose that weight that you've gained over the last couple of months. Want to lose an inch? Want to lose a pound? You want to make sure that all your body is functioning better? The less weight that you have on your body, the more the bones are going to like it, and the superstructure of your body. I've learned a lot about that this week because I had a process on my shoulders, and now I can't lift or do things, and it affects the entire body, not just the upper regions. All of the body is so dependent on the body, in essence. That's really what the message is from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and read some of the beneficial impacts that Calitrin has had on people trying to lose weight, have better digestion, just have a safer body, if you will. There are side benefits to this as well, besides losing weight, because what I just said about getting that weight off your body, having the appropriate body mass index, is so much healthier for everything in your body. You got to keep your body in shape and keep it moving, and it's not going to if you got extra weight. So go to toploss.com. Make sure you check out all of the facets of the success stories that are there. Order it now, the New Year special. You get 4 free bottles. Ask them about that. 4 months free and free shipping if you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
As I remind the audience every week, gooddayshow.com and talkers.com has the charts, the stories, the people, so you can refer to that at any moment in time. But there's so many other things that happen at Talkers Magazine. You may notice if you're following that there is a new format, which is great because you can look at things in a different way. One of the things that you write this week is the difference between radio and audio.
I thought
that was a pretty interesting. You want to spend a few seconds
talking
about
that? I don't know why radio wants to give up the word radio and go to audio. I mean, audio is a utilitarian term. You get lost in an ocean.
Well, it's because some of the big companies that can't make it in radio because the management is so bad, they're depending on podcasts, and that's audio, and they want to...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Al Caiola. I didn't remember the name of the guy on the guitar. How about that, Chucker? Pretty good, huh?
That is excellent. Very good.
Yeah. All right. So we're playing
stop
the theme from...
Stop patting yourself on the back.
All right. Thank
every
you, Chucker.
Minute.
I can't do that with you.
All
right. Yes, all right, let's go. What are we doing?
We play that because this day in TV history, January 16, 1973, the last and final episode of Bonanza, 440th episode, aired on NBC, started in 1959, ended in 1973. That is a long, long run.
That's why you see it all over the place.
Michael Landon. Pernell Roberts, Dan Booker as Horse. I don't remember the show that well. I do remember it just a little.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know how it would hold up in repeats in 2023.
It's not Yellowstone. Well, I think it is on repeats. I think you'll find it.
It is. You could clearly find it if you
can
search,
find it.
Streaming.
Yeah.
You know that streaming thing? That streaming
thing? Yeah, I know
that.
Yeah, the streaming thing. Okay, I went to the Real Movies this weekend and saw a real movie in a real theater. It was an actioner starring Gerard Butler.
Now, before you say that, I just want to touch on what I told you off air. James Cameron, in a statement on social media, said to people, go back to the movies. Enough with this streaming ridiculousness. Get off your butt and go to a movie. Make a commitment for a couple hours. Envelop yourself in a movie theater. I completely agree. Okay, you're so plain. What do you think?
Me too. Well, to go along with that statement from Cameron, the movie theater that was showing his movie was full. The movie theater that was showing this movie called Plane, it was the first weekend of it. Yeah. I thought it was what you would expect from a Gerard Butler actioner. Michael Colton, I think is his name, was the co-star. You'd recognize him in a second. He's been everywhere for the last 10 years or so. And they were a good pair together in this. A couple of scenes a little bit violent, but for the most part, it was the only thing that I said about it on the air earlier. If you're producing a movie like this, try to make it authentic. I know about airplanes. First of all, they used an MD-80 in the movie that came. It was an old U.S. airplane that came out of a scrapyard someplace, and they plopped it down. The movie, that plane would never be used to fly 6.5 hours from Singapore to Honolulu. And all of the shots that were inside the plane were shot on a stage on a lot in Los Angeles because it had the same old, the two-and-two seating that they have in the two-three planes that they use for this stuff, but the MD-80 had the 3-2 configuration. So you think I'm silly because I focus on that?
No, it's interesting how people, but I gotta tell you, if you bring that up, one of the funniest things I've ever heard by somebody who did a insane analysis of a movie they saw, when I saw Jurassic World, this guy I knew, really good guy, highly intelligent, his name was Ryan, walks out of theater with me, and I said, boy, that movie was really good. And he said, he goes, here's my problem with it. He goes, there's no way an insurance company would insure Jurassic Park. Oh, my God, Like, I mean, there are people like that. I don't say you do it,
like
but they analyze every aspect of it. I don't.
It's for fun. I think that is poorly done. Shows poor attention to detail. But the movie itself is entertaining. It is exactly what you would expect from Gerard Butler, any number of the actioner things, and so it's worth the people. The theater was full. People liked the movie. How did it do at the box office?
It did $10 million, which I think it's a solid number. Avatar: Way of Water did $31,563,000 in 5 weeks, $1.9 billion worldwide. Meg, movie I like a lot, $17.9 million in its second weekend, $6 million in 10 days.
Crap.
Puss in Boots just passed the $100 million mark in weekend number three. And then you get the Tom Hanks, The Man Called Otto. Blew past expectations.
Nice.
They opened it wider, $12.5 million. $19 million so
movie.
Far in a few
that's
weeks.
A good movie.
That's very promising, the Otto number, because that pulls in a little bit more of a sophisticated moviegoer. So this is a good sign. This is a good weekend at the box office. Good news. That's good stuff.
Sarah Jessica Parker and John Corbett are reuniting for the next season of, what do they call it, and Just Like That,
which is
Sex and the City. So yeah. I don't remember him from before. He was around a lot.
He was. Yeah. I didn't watch the show religiously, but he was a big part of it.
Yeah, okay. All right, Chucker, great job. Thank you for the update. Now it's 40, and now, yeah, wait a minute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 59, past the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.